Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode. We now have, once again, since last time we did B.O.B. versus Derek Minor, Isaac is back in town, old buddy of mine. Really enjoyed his critique last time, so I hope he's excited this time. This time, instead of doing two male hip-hop artists, this time we're going to be doing two female-fronted pop rock bands. Both retired back in 2012, and both had, I think, about a 12 to 13-year run. Superchick starting in 1999 and Barlow Girl starting in 2000. So let's get Isaac's thoughts on how excited he is for this episode and also what he's been up to since we last saw him.
Yeah, well, good to be here. Good to see you again. I am excited. This is going to be good. Last time we did hip-hop. This time we're going more pop rock, and I probably listen more to like the punk type stuff anyways. Honestly, more like alternative. So this is in my veins, man. Ready to go.
But anyhow, so last time we did two specific standout albums, comparing them one to another. This time we're going to do Greatest Hits Collection. So Barlow Girl, their name of their Greatest Hits Collection was called Our Journey So Far, and that was the one that they put out right before retiring. And then Superchick's Greatest Hits Collection was Recollection. So starting with round number one, we're going to be starting with Barlow Girl first, and this is Never Alone. Here we go. Never Alone by Barlow Girl up against Mr. DJ by Superchick.
He dances at the bus stop. People look, he doesn't care. It's 'cause he knows he was born to dance and maybe DJ, he does what we wouldn't dare. His heartbeat turns streets to discos. Mr. DJ, take us there. Mr. DJ, take us there. So Mr. DJ, come on, start the party. Let's your beats drop so we can dance. And no, nobody can rock like you rock. And no, nobody can dance your dance. He dances at the bus stop, a superstar in his own way, and writes songs of the ones who dance and let the critics fade away. So tell us, Mr. DJ, how you're free to live this way. He said, follow your heartbeat to freedom. Let your heart be your DJ. Let your heart be your DJ.
Mr. DJ by Superchick up against Never Alone by Barlow Girl. I'm going to be scattering some fun facts throughout the show. First of all, Barlow Girl is one of the few bands on the planet that was all female and all related sisters. So the instruments you hear, from the bass to electric guitar, drums and piano, are all them. So that's quite a feat in of itself. And then Superchick is also fronted by two sisters, except by a band of guys right behind them. Based off these first two songs, how you feeling, Isaac? Which one do you like better, or do you love both or hate both?
Oh, geez. That was so, like, two very different flavors there. That was almost unfair. Honestly, I immediately had, like, a weird, almost a deja vu. Like, have I heard this before? I don't know if I've heard either, but that first one there started out, gave me kind of an Evanescence vibe at first for, like, 5 seconds. And then when you came in with Mr. DJ, it almost sounded like the Jackson Family, man. Like, dun, 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 dun. So very different flavors. I think we didn't maybe get enough of the first one there. It was good, you know, coming in with the piano and all, but it was just too mellow. I feel like we didn't really hit too much there. That was a really quick sample.
I think Barlow Girl had a much longer intro, which made the decision a little bit harder. Also, the meat of the song, like right when the loud guitars are about to drop, is when the 130 mark hit. So makes it a bit tougher when trying to pick from like a pretend radio executive standpoint. But I think obviously Mr. DJ, that's instant radio hit as soon as you hear it. So I think if I'm just basing off the criteria that we had last time, I'm going to go with Super Chick on this one. Are you throwing it in the air, Ty, or do you have a decision?
No, I mean, I'd also have to go with Mr. DJ. I mean, you're dancing immediately. Like, yeah. There you go. You've got it. Like, that's it.
All right, so that's 1 point up to Super Chick. Getting into round number two. Starting with Super Chick this time, Hope.
Into each life with the joy comes some pain. And I have crawled through those times. I learned to stand in the rain. And I learned to rise higher when the waves rose each time. And when there's nowhere to stand, I learned to swim towards the light. But when I fear I might drown, I lay
by Super Chick up against She Walked Away by Barlow Girl.
She couldn't take one more day. Home was more prison now. Independence called out. She had to get it. A fight was all she needed to give a reason. She slammed the door with no goodbye and knew that it was time.
She Walked Away by Barlow Girl up against Hope by Super Chick. What I'm going to say is tempo and, like, when it comes to collective instrumentally wise,
I think She Walked Away did a far better job. The acoustic guitar on Hope was throwing me off with the way it was timed. It kind of sounded like a little trippy and was distracting a little bit from the vocals. Even though the groove was there, I think it was kind of distracting the way they put the acoustic guitar like behind the vocal and not really in time with it. So for being less distracting and sounding a little more blended well, I'm going to give that to She Walked Away. And also for having a little more of a better story that you can more easily picture. Hope sounded a little more generalistic, while She Walked Away sounded a little more personal. So I'll give that one to Barlow Girl. What about you, Isaac?
Yeah, no, that's a solid analysis. I was kind of going with like the flow and the feeling of that at first. We started out there with Hope. It was good. It had me like swaying. You know, I was immediately kind of moving, but it also felt kind of flat. Like, after about 20, 30 seconds, I'm like, okay, this isn't going anywhere. And then She Walked Away. There's a bit more pop in at least the mix that I heard. The drums really popped there, and that kind of, like, brought something. You don't really see the drums coming too much to the forefront. Usually they kind of, you know, behind the vocals, but I thought that they brought something in here. I'm going to have to go with She Walked Away.
So far we're in sync mind-wise at the moment. So round two, going up to Barlow Girl. So we're tied 1-1 going into round three. Mirror by Barlow Girl.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, have I got it? 'Cause mirror, you've always told me who I am. I'm finding it's not easy to be perfect. So sorry, you won't define me. Sorry, you don't own me. Who are you to tell me that I'm less than what I should be? Who are you? Who are you? Yeah, I don't need to listen to the list of things I should do. I won't try. No, I won't try. Mirror, I am seeing a new reflection. I'm looking into the eyes.
Mirror by Barlow Girl up against Sunshine by Superchick.
So far, what I'm noticing is that Superchick is like has the ability to accomplish a lot more in their song in the intro compared to Barlow Girl. They kind of take their time with their builds. This, I actually have the opposite issue from what I had in the last round, which is this time I felt Barlow Girl's song was like playing
like hopscotch between the vocals and the tempo and wasn't really in sync. While Supercheck, I think, fixed their issue from Hope, where the groove is a lot better. I'm not having any too much distractions with the beat and sound way more blended. This is hard for me because Mirror has a lot more mature lyrics, but Superchick sounds like a really clever kids song that adults can rock to as well. Which song made me feel better overall? Probably Sunshine, but I do find the message of Bella Girl on the stronger side, so which one do I go with? You know what? I'll go with, from the radio executive standpoint, I'll go with Superchick.
Yeah, this one's not hard for me. You're not going to lose by starting out saying that every day is Christmas. That got me immediately. I'm like, all right, cool. Yeah, you know, it just started out more quick, happy, you know, that funky kind of... It almost sounded, honestly, at first... like an old like Mario, like do. I'm like, wait, what is this? Right? It's very childish, but like in like the best way possible. Like, I'm not gonna overcomplicate that.
Thank you so much for bringing up the Mario example, because that's something that was going through my head while listening to it as well. All right, so that's a Superchick win, easy. So they're up 2-1 now. 5 minutes at a time by Superchick.5 minutes at a time by Superchick up against Surrender by Barlow Girl.
My hands hold safely to my dreams, clutching tightly, now one has fallen. So many years I've shaped each one, reflecting my heart, showing who I am. Now you're asking me to show what I'm holding oh so tightly. Can't open my hands, can't let go. Doesn't matter, should I show you? Can't you let me go? Surrender, surrender. Plan for me, and that you want the best for my life.
Surrender by Barlow Girl up against 5 minutes at a time by Superchick. This is again another hard one because 5 minutes at a time is way more repeat on my playlist. However, now just hearing them back to back, 5 minutes at a time, even though I love the song, gotta admit its flaws. It's very predictable structure wise and build wise. Very average radio, in my opinion. While Barlow Girl, to me, this is the first time in this contest that I felt like they did something against the grain, slightly unpredictable, but still sounded like really beautiful and captivating. So overall, just based on those clips, even though it's not the particular radio executive pick, this is hard. Do I go with more interesting personally or sticking to the radio executive criteria? To be honest, I would rather hear Surrender on the radio because 5 minutes at a time is really boring radio to me. Once you are in the mood for it, it's a great song, but I think there's way too many other songs on the radio just like it. That's for that reason I'm going Surrender. What about you?
I felt like they were designed for different things. 5 minutes at a time felt like it was designed for radio. And then Surrender there sounded like it was almost designed for like a concert hall. Not just a concert, but a concert hall. Like that felt a little bit like better. Like it was good harmony. I'd say quality wise, it's probably the better song. I'm gonna have to go with 5 minutes for radio. Unless you have like a live recording or something where you've got like the energy of the crowd, because that I feel like that's where what's gonna elevate it. But if I'm going radio, then yeah.
All right. So this time we got opposing votes, which means one up to each. So 3-2, I believe, for another extra point for Baller Girl, another extra point for Super Chick. So let's get into next round.
From the top.
By Barrel Girl up against This Is The Time by Super Chick.
This is a story of your life, a movie starring you. What's the next scene have for you to do? Leave the dishes in the sink, leave your fear there too. Live the story you would write for you. Say hey, hey, wake your heart.
Again, another song I love by Superchick, but I gotta admit, This Is The Time just sounds like a copy and paste of 5 minutes at a time. I was really disappointed hearing that back-to-back. Let Go, to me, was a way more interesting song. Barla Girl finally fixed their issue of being able to accomplish a lot more within that first minute and a half, almost like how I was saying about Superchick earlier. So this one's an easy Barla Girl for me. What about you, Isaac?
They both kind of fell flat for me. Is that terrible? I don't know, man. I feel like you'd kind of have to be, if I'm, you know, again, just trying to keep that mindset of radio exec, you know, what am I going for? They're both very pop, very poppy, different than kind of the rest of the flavor so far. They're not mirror images, but they both very much felt the same. Like, I, you know, I, my head was kind of like bobbing the exact same, like, way, tempo. I didn't get like a different feeling from one or the other. They honestly, I'm gonna abstain. Like, neither one really got me there.
All right, so that's a double frown on that side. Negative tie, so meaning I get the overruling vote, which means Barlow Girl gets 1 point there. Finally evening it out again to back to 3-3. All right, so next round, Rock What You Got, Fight Underdog Fight Mix by Superchick. What You Got, Fight Underdog Fight Mix by Superchick, up against I Need You to Love Me by Barlow Girl. So quick thoughts, this round to me sounds like you're putting We Will Rock You up against Dawson's Creek. The other thing I find interesting about Barlow Girl's song is that song to me is so well written, it could have been easily pitched to Kelly Clarkson, Carrie Underwood, or Avril Lavigne, in my opinion. But let's get your thoughts first, Isaac, on this one.
Yeah, no, I mean, I definitely remember Rock What You Got. I don't know if that was from the radio or what, you know, walking around in stores or something. That one definitely comes out. I'll say that one's going to win because, and it's not just because it's like got like the extra flair to it. Honestly, for me, the reason that's a good song is because I think everything else that we've listened so far to, the music has kind of been the forefront and like the star of the show. This one, the vocals, like what they're saying, there's a bit more purpose. It's an anthem, right? I'm a little biased, partial to anthems, but because there is that extra intentionality behind it, like talking to people directly, it'll just grip you in whatever format it's in. So that's your winner.
Awesome. So I kind of feel opposite in the sense where Superchick definitely has a lot more energy. By the way, how you said you might have heard it somewhere. Superchick throughout their career had video game and movie placements, so they were really popping during their time. To me, though, I still feel Bottle Girls is a lot more radio ready. It put a lot more smile on my face throughout the duration of the entire clip, so I'm going to go with Bottle Girl in that one, which means opposing votes. So each one gets a point, 4-4 going into the next round.
All right.
Yep, I'm loving this contest so far. Gray by Bottle Girl.
Gray's my favorite color. Black and white has never been my thing. I'll take my drink lukewarm now. Hot and cold is not the thing for me. Absolutes are heading. I bury my convictions. I cannot be blind anymore. Numb to what I'm living for. Help me stop this compromise that justifies these lies. I need your passion in this light. In this light. I don't want to impose. Who really needs to know what I believe? And no one likes rock and rolls. Who would care to see the
So that's Gray by Bottle Girl up against Cross the Line Blockbuster Mix by Superchick. So far, I think this is the most unintentionally even round of the contest so far. I kind of felt like both songs were attacking that lukewarm conflict. And both, I think, were the hardest that both bands went for the contest so far. I did prefer the guitar riffs on Cross the Line Blockbuster Mix, but I preferred the totality of the song of Gray. So if I'm going for total package, I'm going Bottle Girl on this. What about you, Isaac?
Oh, I got something. So this one, each of them really reminded me of like some other bands in like a good way. Gray came in with that like just immediate like that Rage Against the Machine energy, man. Just like, you know, that felt like they should have been like on, you know, on like just a small stand somewhere in a square, just screaming out at people. I'm like, okay, here we go. I am gonna give it to them, but Man, there was something else to the other one that made me feel like, have you ever heard of Icon for Hire?
Yes,
the vocals there sounded very much like their lead. I was like, okay, wait a minute, this sounds like super familiar. So they both came in with something good, but nah, man, Gray had that like almost emo energy, you know, that old school.
Yeah, Icon for Hire, that's a major call out. So even though I think both of them were top-notch tracks, glad we agree both that Gray kind of slightly edged it. All right, so Baller Girl, I think for the first time for the contest, takes the lead. 5-4?
Okay.
Yeah. All right, so Hey Hey by Superchick. By Superchick up against Here's My Life by Barlow Girl.
Once again I said my goodbyes to those I love most. My heart feels that familiar pain as I long for home. 'Cause this road is hard when I feel.
Here's My Life by Barlow Girl, to me, sounds very Because of You by Kelly Clarkson territory. Have to be in the mood for it, but I think it's a very weak copy and paste. I also think, like, some of the falsetto notes on the chorus were a little out of their range and sounded a little squeaky. Hey Hey, in my opinion, is a way, way better song. The energy's there. I like the experimenting with, like, robot-like vocals on the verse, full vocals on the chorus, and like whispering on the pre-chorus. That to me was a really cool blend. And then that like jack-in-the-box type of Christmas music box in the beginning with the hard guitar riffs, I thought was genius. So that's an easy Superchick win for me.
It would be really easy to agree, but I'm gonna have to go the other way this time. There was something soft but like honest there, and there was some squeaks like you were saying, but I feel like that's the kind of stuff that you get in like a live performance. Nice. When it's like, oh, it's not perfect, so there's something honest about this performance. There's something. It's like when you have such a clear, crisp, you know, mic on a guitar that you can hear like the, you know, all the little bits. So I was okay with that. And then Hey, by all means, came in with a good feeling, and they were kind of reminded me of some stuff like from The Pretty Reckless, where they kind of like lead the music with their vocals, like da, 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 you know, they were definitely doing some cool stuff there that I think if they had pushed it, could have been a little gimmicky. Is my thing, like they were definitely experimenting, but I felt like it was a little, it hadn't settled. So they're like, oh, let's do this and this and this and this, and it maybe just they needed like some kind of catalyst or something. So I'm gonna go with the I'm going the other way this time.
So that means each one gets a point since we got opposing votes. So Barlow Girl 6, Super Chick 5. Here we go. One More Round by Barlow Girl. Not literally one more round, but the song is one more round.
Struggling to breathe. Three, four, five, six, seven times. I wonder why I stepped inside this ring. I may be knocked down and so bruised, but I'm here to tell you I may be knocked down. To get above the floor again, but I know that victory is when I'm
One More Round by Barlow Girl. Very jarring song for me, but up against Stand the Rain Symphonic mix by Superchick.
She never slows down. She doesn't know why, but she knows that when she all alone, feels like it's all coming down. She won't turn around. The shadows are long, and she fears if she cries that first tear, the tears will not stop raining down. So stand in the rain, stand your ground, stand up when it's all crashing down.
To me, Stand in the Rain Symphonic mix by Superchick accomplished what they were trying to do with 5 minutes at a time and This Is the Time way more effectively. I think the same radio structure was there, but the instrumentation and dramatic effect was a lot more standout to me, in my opinion. Barlow Girl, this was around the time when they were trying to slowly introduce a jazz mix into their rock sound. And they didn't quite finally find their footing until when they got to their Christmas record later on, which they just decided to just do pure jazz instead of blending jazz and rock together. To me, that was a very jarring blend that I think did not work at all for me. In my opinion, this is the worst I've heard from Barlow Girl this entire round. Entire competition so far. So I'm going to give that to Superchick. What about you, Isaac?
Barlow Girl definitely came out with something that sounded like it was like on a stage. Like that sounded like it was theatrical, like a play. Like right. Somebody needed to be like, you know, spinning a cane and doing some high kicks or something, you know. So I'm gonna agree on this one, but I will give them props for trying something like that. There's you know, how often, I can't even remember the last time I heard anybody try pop, rock, and jazz together. Yeah. So respect for trying, but that felt like it was more for a stage than radio.
Yeah, I can always give a band applause for doing an experiment that no other band tries. So whether successful or unsuccessful, I give them brownie points for that. But overall, Super Chick gets this one for me. So that's going to be, what, 7-6 getting to the next one? Mm-hmm. All right, Beauty from Pain by Super Chick. By the way, this is the title track of the very first Super Chick album I ever owned. I actually won it as a prize in a Christian magazine in South Africa. Just a little history for y'all.
Go out all around me, one last candle to keep out the night, and then the darkness surrounds me. I know I'm alive, but I feel like I've died, and all that's left is to accept that it's over. My dreams ran like sand through the fist that I made. I try to keep warm, but I just grow colder. I feel like I'm slipping away. After all this has passed, I still will remain. After I've cried my last, there'll be beauty from pain. Though it won't be today, someday I'll hope again, and there'll be beauty from pain.
Beauty from Pain by Super Chick, up
this,
against.
This real quick, the only thing I can think of right now is like, what is it? Eminem and Sia kind of did. I'm just like, this is like the same song, but in a very, very different at the same time. That's right. Just immediately came up.
Interesting thought there. Up against Million Voices by Barlow Girl. Voices by Barlow Girl up against Beauty from Pain by Super Chick. I kind of felt like Million Voices is a concept that would have been done a lot better justice by, like, when Lacey Sturm was fronting Flyleaf, because the guitar riffs really reminded me of, like, early Flyleaf. The other thing is, as a quick note, Million Voices was a song when Barlow Girl used to tell her with Skillet. John Cooper's wife, Corey, would cameo on the guitars for them live on that song. This is hard because I do like the guitars way more, but of course, Beauty from Pain not having any guitars. The song itself, though, I never enjoyed when I was younger, but as an adult, I've come to really love it. Dang, this is hard. I'm going to need a little more time to think about my decision. What about you, Isaac?
Yeah, I think Beauty from Pain at least knew. It feels like that, man, feels more in sync with itself. Mm-hmm. It feels like that song knows what it wants to be. The other one just, I feel like the guitar and like the music was better, but the lyrics didn't really feel like they matched it well enough. It was like maybe this belongs to a different track somehow. So I'm also a little conflicted because like the music was better, but I feel like it was giving me a different energy than like what they were saying. So just for cohesiveness, I'm gonna have to go ahead and give it to Beauty from Pain.
You might have clarified my vote with that one. Definitely Isaac helped me with my vote on this one. I'm gonna lean Super Chick now, based off of what you just said, because Million Voices. I think the other thing was. Unlike how there was little squeakiness from Barlow Girl on Here's My Life, this, instead of a squeaky issue, for me, had a more of an enunciation issue, especially on the pre-chorus. So only because of the flaws standing out a little more, I'm also going to lean Super Chick. All right, so 8-6 going into the next round. Super Chick still in the lead. Hallelujah, Light Has Come by Barlow Girl. Has Come by Barlow Girl up against Pure by Super Chick.
This is my brand new day starting now. I let go the things that weigh me down.
Super Chick up against Hallelujah, Light Has Come.
That is a really good like house mix background. You got a party going on. Just put some vibes on. That had a vibe. That's done.
So I think I already could tell what Isaac's vote is. But another fun fact about Pure, that's actually one of the very first songs I used to perform live in South Africa on a regular basis when I first started live performing. That song has instantaneous groove. I think probably the grooviest track we've heard from Superchick in this collection so far. Now, I got to give credit to Barlow Girl. I think that that original composition of a Christmas song was brilliant. I think the lyrics were great. The music was great. Again, two very different songs, but Pure just, it really stands out. As much as I want to give credit to Barlow Girl for that really great Christmas song, Pure just, you can't deny how groovy it is. Me still, over time, I still have to be in the mood for it, but when you are, you can't deny how great of a song Pure is. So I'm also going to give it to Superchick, which means, what, they're 9-6 now? Ugh, Barlow Girl's going to have to do some catching up. Now, this seems like the only Superchick song Z88.3 knows, We Live.
There's a cross on the side of the road where a mother lost a son. How could she know that the morning he left would be the last time she'd trade with him for a little more time?
She could say she loved him one last time
and hold him tight. But with life, we never know when we're coming up to the end of the road.
So what do we do then with tragedy around the bend? We live, we love, we forgive and never give up, 'cause the days we are given are gifts from above, and today we remember to live and to love. We live, we love, we forgive and never give up, 'cause the days we are given are gifts from above, and today we remember to live and to love.
There's a man who waits for the test to see if the cancer has spread yet. And now he asks, so why did I wait to live till it was time to die? If I could have the time back, how I'd live.
Life is such a gift. So how does the story end? Well, this is your story and it all depends.
So don't let it become true. Get out and do what we were meant to do.
We Live by Superchick, featuring some male vocals from their bass guitarist Matt Daly, up against Stay With Me by Barlow Girl. Stay With Me by Barlow Girl, to me, sounds like the type of song you would play, like, in transit while somewhere in Europe or something like that. Isaac, let's give you first dibs.
Yep. Yeah, that's the song that plays when, like, the main character is on a train to, yes, like, you know, some you know, countryside or something. Yeah, it was light. I feel like I've probably heard that in, you know, I don't know, near, like, a dressing room somewhere or something. I don't know, like, some mall music. No, they're not going to get it. If anything, the first thing we listened to sounded, for some reason, my mind went back to maybe like early, this is going to sound weird, but early Toby Mac when he went like solo. Right. There was something in the audio there that I was like, wait a minute, this song is like structured and like actually like instrumentally. Yeah. sounded a bit more like that. So it took me back.
That's funny you say the Toby Mac reference, because that song is taken from the album where they did a collaboration with Toby Mac.
There you go.
So yeah, they're, Toby Mac and Superchick were in a similar vibe during that era. This one, I gotta say, I'm the opposite of you in the sense where Stay With Me is like completely my vibe, Barlow Girl wise. So that is my all-time favorite song by Barlow Girl. However, another fun fact, like I was saying about Z88.3, that song is almost 20 years old, and they still play it every single day for the past 20 years on Z88.3. So they definitely need to get a new Super Chick song on the radio. Anyway, I'm not going to take away from the message. I think the message is great. I think there is a reason why that song has lasted so long, because it still has a really high radio appeal to it. So even though Stay With Me is my personal preference, I think both songs are strong. I got to give points to both. So I'll give a positive tie, which means your vote overrules. I think you give it to Superchick, right?
Yeah.
All right, so 10-6, getting to next round.
Oh, my goodness.
Our Worlds Collide by Barlow Girl.
Tonight the stars are dancing to the song the angels sing. I hear you whisper on the breeze, and every sound echoes the rhythm of your heart as I begin to fade into this lovely night. I'm
Our Worlds Collide, I think a much more successful blend of the jazz rock sound they were trying to go for, up against Hero Red Pill Mix by Superchick. By Superchick up against Our Worlds Collide by Barlow Girl. This is no contest for me, but before I reveal my vote, let's give Isaac first.
Yeah, I, you know, Hero, I see what they were going for. That stuff's always important to talk about, but they felt a little forced, and there was this like muted violin or some muted string in the back that was just throwing me off. So they're going to lose this one for me.
So for me, it's no contest in the opposite way. I kind of feel like when I first heard this many years ago, Hero, for me, the message did come across loud and clear. And even though I could tell, like, it could sound a little bit forced to some people, for me, it cut right through where it needed to be. And I didn't find the violin that distracting. I actually found it like a nice additional layer to the music. And the guitars on the chorus are some of my favorites that Superchick has ever produced. But even though I credited, like I said before, Our Worlds Collide to being a much more successful fusion of jazz and rock, at the same time, it still doesn't have the same appeal to me as Hero does. So that's opposite votes, which means 11-7, getting into the next round. Get Up, Heelside Mix by Superchick.
Just learn to fly and I will spread these wings of mine. If I get up, I might fall back down again. So let's get up, come on. If I get up, I might fall back down again. But we get up anyway. If I get up, I might fall back down again. So let's get up, come on. If I get up, I might fall back down again. I might fall back down again. And we'll just jump and see.
Just for fun brownie points, let's see if Isaac can guess which movie the original version of that song comes from. Only hint he gets is it's a Disney movie.
Oh my goodness, I have absolutely no idea.
It's from Ice Princess back in the day. All right, let's go up against Beautiful Ending by Barlow Girl. Definitely letting Isaac go first on this one because this is the hardest round for me. What about you?
I think Barlow Girl is going to win this one. That Superchick song just came off. So there was something that was like weird for me. They kept using lyrics and specifically words that like all rhyme, and then they didn't use them. And I'm like, go ahead and connect the dots. It's okay. Like I kept waiting for something to like finish, and it kept stopping. And then that song right there just. That had a good flow. I feel like there's a few other songs where maybe there was like one or two voices at the same time that, you know, we're harmonizing or you know, I don't know. This just came across really clearly, and that's going to win for me.
So Beautiful Ending, I prefer the instrumentation and I like the chorus a lot more. But Get Up Hillside makes this a lot more fun of a song to me. So am I going to go for production or which I feel is the more fun song?
Well, are you a radio executive?
To me, they're both radio ready. But if I have to give the radio edge, since Isaac put me under pressure, I will go Barlow Girl. That pains me because that's also one of my favorites by Superchick, but I'm going to go Barlow Girl on that one. So it's going to be, what, 11-8? Yeah. Come Alive by Barlow Girl, getting to second to last round. In my opinion, the most energetic Barlow Girl song of all time, Come Alive. And I think the closest they've gotten to sounding like Superchick this competition so far. Funny because it's going to be compared against the song that Superchick wrote about them when they first met them, Barlow Girls by Superchick.
Caught someone's eye. All the boys in the band want a Valentine from a Barlow girl. Boys think they're the bomb, 'cause they remind them of their mom. All the boys in the band want a Valentine from a Barlow girl. Boys think they're the bomb, 'cause they remind them of their mom. Oh to be loved. Everyone needs their own teenage fan club. Any attention can feel like a good thing. Dress to impress can be oh so tempting. You can get noticed with your body. Sexual hypnosis by me.
Barlow Girls by Superchick up against Come Alive by Barlow Girl. What's your thoughts on this one, Isaac?
Oh my god, they both felt so 90s. Like late 90s. Like, oh my goodness. They both really had... So, musically, I think they were both, like, top tier. Like, that's probably some of the best that we've heard where none of it sounds like it's trying to, like, figure itself out or anything. Like, those were both very confident songs right there. But, I mean, oh my god. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to go with Barlow Girl. That was just such a jam, man. Oh my god.
I think Come Alive, for its time period, was already a classic song. I think it would greatly benefit in today's realm of production because of how high energy it is, just like as a nice throwback piece to the 90s. Between these two songs, gosh, it's so tough.
This is hard.
Yeah. Barlow Girls is the first Superchick song I ever fell in love with because that's from their debut album back in 2001. You know what? I will give it to Barlow Girls. And the only reason I'm giving it to Barlow Girls is because Come Alive, to me, had only a slight issue in the mixing, where I kind of felt like all the instruments were turned up to 11 instead of being properly mixed so that you could hear certain instruments more clearly. Barlow Girls sounded like a very clean song. It didn't have the punch of Come Alive, but the production and the mixing was way more clean. So only for quality reasons I'm giving it to Barlow Girls. Anyway, getting to the final round, the most popular mainstream Super Chick song of all time, One Girl Revolution. Name me at least one movie it's appeared in, because it's been in more than one movie.
Oh, man, the name's not coming to me, so maybe when I hear it, I can tell you.
I'll name you two, Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen and Cadet Kelly. Okay. All right, One Girl Revolution. The first time, I'll give you one more shot. What's one more movie this song appeared in? Only hint you get, it stars Reese Witherspoon.
Oh, I have no idea. Probably, what, Legally Blonde?
Yes. Correct. All right, One Girl Revolution by Superchick up against I Need You to Love Me, Fred Town Manila Remix by Barlow Girl. I Need You to Love Me, Fred Town Manila Remix, up against One Girl Evolution by Superchick. All right, on this final round, give your final vote on these two songs, and then I want you to give what your overall opinion is of who had the better collection of hits over their years.
I feel like this might be, I'll admit the bias, but I'll have to give this one to Superchick. It just had, it had something bouncy to it. It really did. I do like the more high-energy songs. So that's a bias. That's not even necessarily saying that it's better. But, I mean, again, if we're going radio, I'm going to want something bouncy. Overall, it was weird because I feel like each one of them had like a 50-50 where like some songs had that kind of naivete that could like either help or hurt them. It was such a like a weird mix where it's like, well, this isn't like the greatest, you know, highest professional quality thing, but there is something honest about it, so like it's kind of okay. Each one of them had that. I will say, you kind of pointed it out for me, but Barlow Girl definitely seems like they experimented more. They had more variety overall, where it's like, oh, this sounds different than the last one, which sounds different from the last one, which sounds different from the last one. Super Chick kind of stuck to, and not that there's anything wrong with it, but they did kind of stick to like their sound, which is good. I mean, if we're going overall, if I had to like, you know, choose to like front one band or the other, though, I would go Barlow Girl, just because I always give props to people that try something different.
Yeah, for some reason, the Fredtown Manila mix I kind of felt like was slightly ahead of its time, because for being a 2010 track, it sounded very now still. So I'm actually going to give that last round to Barlow Girl, which means opposing votes takes it to 12-8. Super Chick run over wall, but I think it's been a great collection of hits comparison. So, guys, I just want you to take time out, enjoy the music. Isaac, give your final goodbyes, and then we will see y'all next time. Peace.
Yeah, no, thank you so much. This has been fun. Who knows what it'll be next time. Hopefully it was the next time.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, take care. Enjoy the music. God bless.
Barlow's their last name. Ordinary girls, they don't live in the fast lane. They don't rate with the guys that score, cause they don't flaunt what the boys want more. They don't date, they won't date, they wanna see how they're gonna grow up, who they're gonna be. But in the meantime, they might feel unloved when all the girls around them are hooking up. But I know for sure, it's never popular to be pure. And while some guys might be passing them by, I think they've caught someone's eye. Any attention can feel like a good thing. Dressed to impress can be oh so tempting. You can get noticed with your body. Sexual hypnosis by being haughty. You might feel like public property. You might, you shouldn't be. No girl should feel she has to trade her body for love or be an old maid. And yes, there are guys who are willing to wait. Ask a Barlow girl on her wedding.
I'm open now. Alright, I can't lie. Now you got it going on. And all the guys in the band, they be saying you're born. But not from how you dress or the clothes you're putting on. But you're looking fresh for the reason that you're holding on. For your wedding night, alright, but let me keep it moving on. Any girl can be a baller.